With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Saying that cell phones are a distraction in the classroom, new rules will take effect in September. Younger kids will have to keep them on silent and out of sight, and they won't be permitted in the classroom for those grades 7 and up unless the teacher says so. Social media apps will also be blocked on school property. New vaping rules are coming in too. Students caught vaping will get a call to their parents right away. The province already announced vape detectors and security upgrades at schools. The University of Windsor will start next school year with balanced books. It wasn't easy, though. President and Vice Chancellor Dr. Robert Gordon says they used one-time funding from the Ministry of Colleges and Universities. The Ontario Pharmacist Association says it'll meet with the province in the coming weeks to talk about the Meds Check program. The CBC says it's a government program to make sure you're taking your meds properly, but there's been allegations Shoppers Drug Mart has been ordering them for patients who don't need it and billing OHIP. Shoppers has denied the allegations. Leamington is moving its entire licensing and permitting process online. It started using a similar process for building permits back in 2022. If you need a permit, you'll apply online, and that's how you'll get the approval as well. The debate team from the Assumption College Catholic High School leaves for Winnipeg tomorrow to compete in the National Ethics Bowl. Jessica Rachel says they qualified by winning in London and Toronto.
We placed first on both of the competitions, and we had 7 cases on both of them, and we split up the work, and we were very excited to debate.
The competition starts on Thursday. Windsor will host the Canadian Diving Trials and Summer National Diving Competition in May. It's the first time the city has ever hosted an Olympic trial in any sport. Close to 50 divers will compete for national titles and a spot on Canada's Olympic team for this summer games in Paris. It's from May 17th to the 19th, and there's a link at WindsorNewsToday.ca to get tickets. And a former high school graduate from Windsor was picked in the NFL draft. Theo Johnson went to Holy Names Catholic High School. The New York Giants picked him 107th overall this weekend. The tight end from Penn State had 12 career touchdown receptions. The Windsor Express lost to Sudbury in basketball 135 to 130. The Clippers, Knicks, Pacers, and Timberwolves all won their NBA games. Lakeshore lost Game 3 of the Schmalz Cup semifinal to New Hamburg 3-1. It was the Avalanche, Canucks, Oilers, and Rangers who won in the NHL. And in baseball, the Tigers beat the Royals 4-1, while the Jays won 3-1 against the Dodgers. Sunshine this morning, but we might get showers, maybe a thunderstorm later on today, and 25. 15 overnight with maybe showers, and showers tomorrow morning, then sun and cloud, and 22. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.